Kuf Dalet Siv Beis. Hoy Mispalel B'Derech Uba Behema Okoron Kenegdoi. He was davening on the road and sees an animal, a wagon coming towards him that will damage him if he stays in this position. Yatem in a derech v'lo yavsik. The lachatchila to do is just move out of his position and do not call out for the thing to move its position. Since he can save himself without talking, it's preferable not to talk. So yatem in a derech, he switches position v'lo yavsik, he shouldn't talk out. Aval be'inyan acher ein lotzes mim koyimah. If there's no extenuating circumstances, one should not move from the place he started Shmon Esrei. Now, you can move to until he finishes entire Shmon Esrei. And kin hu the tachanunim sha'achat tefila. If he is saying the lakai, so at the end of the tefila, it is permitted to move out of his position, even though he didn't finish them yet. Shabru says it's also not talking about stam; it's talking about self mitzvah ksas, some minor mitzvah, partial mitzvah. Based on this, there's a minhag that Shleich Tzibur, when he finishes Chazorat Hashas, he sits down to say Tachton, even though he didn't take his three steps back. Or if he gets an Aliyah, he goes up for the Aliyah, even though he didn't say Kaddish with Tiskabel. And that's the time that he takes his three steps back. A lot of Chazam don't know this. They do it not like the right way to do it. The right way is a person who's a Chazan should not take the three steps back till he says Kaddish Tiskabel. And therefore, if he's saying Tachton, well, like Krisa Torah, he doesn't take the three steps back till Kaddish Tiskabel by Shachas after Velitzin, and Mincha after Tachnun.